So we've waited a long time to get to the Rambam. But here we are. One more time. I'm going to try that again. All right, let's try that again. Thank you. Shebi Yerushalayim. That's the key. Is the Rambam telling us geography, that they're in Yerushalayim, they're not in Tveria, they're not in Tzvas, they're not in Chevron, they're not in Yavna, they're not in Chanos. Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. Two dinim, the Bezdin HaGadol Yerushalayim. That, as a unit, constitutes Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. They are the embodiment of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the living Masora. They are the pillars of Hora'ah, and from them, and from them alone, Chok U'Mishpat is disseminated to Jewish people. Some of the most famous lines of the Yad HaChazaka. Bezdin HaGadol Shibirushalayim Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh Eim Amudei Hora'ah Mehem Chok U'Mishpat Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. The entire Jewish people. As the Ramban was, so is the Rambam. It's a recognition of the centrality and the significance of the institution of Sanhedrin. It's a remarkable formulation in the Rambam. V'alehen hivticha Torah. What does that mean? What is that reminiscent of? General. Alehen hivticha Torah. Oh, so it's just like the Ramban said. The Torah vested its trust in them. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it handed over the Torah, right? Lo bashamayim hi, to them. It's the ultimate act of trust. It's the most precious commodity in the world. You drop your kid off with the babysitter, right? You're trusting the babysitter. Okay. Alehen hivticha Torah. Shenem mar al pi haTorah sheyomru chazon mitzvos asei. I mean, this is just, you know, it doesn't get better than this. V'chol ha-mamin b'meisha Rabbeinu v'soraso, any believer in Moshe Rabbeinu and in Torah's Moshe is obliged to conform all religious acts to their instruction and to rely upon them. Miklal hein atashomei alav. Failure to do so is an assault on whom? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ola Lehar Sinai and Mekabel, a person who assaults the Bezdin HaGadol is assaulting the transmission all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ish mi pi ish. Remark. Okay, so just be very careful. You need to be very careful here with the Rambam. Okay. So who can violate the Issur D'Oraisa of Los Asur? Not a trick question. Who can violate the Issur D'Oraisa of Los Asur?
No one.
What? Anyone. Good. But KD, you have to be very careful here. So the Rambam is telling us something profound. Kol mi sheino osek el rasan, anybody who would abrogate, violate, disregard the ruling of the Beis Din HaGadol, as we were medayik in the Psukim. It's clear it's the Sanhedrin. And only the Sanhedrin. Lichora in Yerushalayim has violated Isur Daraisa Lo Sasur. But now let's pivot. Okay, General, back to you. So what just happened? Be very careful. What just happened in the Rambam? Anybody can violate Issa Daraisa Lo Sasur. But they're not going to get Malkos. Why aren't they going to get Malkos?
Because of Misas based.
Right, because we know that there are five or six categories where a person, you get a Malkos for any lav in the Torah. Unless it's a lav shein b'maisa, or a lav shebichlalos, or a lav shenitan l'tashlumin, or a lav anitak le'asei, or a lav anitan l'azharas Misas bezdin, the Kesef Mishach adds a sixth category, right? A lav haba michlal asei. But wait a second. This is unusual. What do you mean? It's nitan lazharas misas bezdin only if what happens? And then we're going to get into all the tanayim. But general, what? When can we raise the discussion to the level of a chiyuv misa? For whom? What did the Rambam say? Anybody? Give me the words again. Shekol. So in what sense is it Azharas Misas Bezdin? So then why doesn't the other person, why doesn't the average person get Malkos?
Because he's not approving the system the way a Chacham would be.
Good, so let the Chacham get Misa, let them get Malkos. Why is it defined as a lav shenitan la asharas misas bezdin? What's the Rambam saying, Shimon?
Are we worried that if you're gonna
commit? We're scared this guy's gonna become such a big Talmud Chacham overnight.
No, not to say that if you're not such a big Talmud Chacham, but you have the audacity to be going into bezdin, we're worried you're gonna get a kind of
like. So beat him silly. All the more reason to give him Malkos. Tzemach tzedek.
Say sharper.
Sariel? Still sharper. Closer, but still sharper. Micah?
Misa's base is the only appropriate punishment for someone who's lying.
Zicher, of course. But what about Kol Mi? They're not getting Misa. Give me the terms in Lamdas, in Brisker Lamdas. Eitan, what's happening here? That even though anybody who violates, doesn't do the Horav, a Beis Din HaGadol, violates this at the Reis Lo Sasor, why aren't they getting Malkos? One in a million people could be a Zaken Mamre. But what? Closer, but still sharper. General?
To punish everyone sort of takes away from the point of having a zakim.
Not really. You'll kill him, and you'll give everybody else Malkos. Eitan?
Can you really beat the authority of the Beis Din into like a person? As in, like, they don't believe in the authority. How can they believe? Like, they
you beat a lot of things into a person. But I'm surprised to know, you know, there's nothing that's clarifying, like, you know, a good beating. You know, you start to see things a little bit differently. You know, your generation hasn't had the benefit of that form of instruction, but it's illuminating. What's that?
Didn't they like legalize like paddling in school now in certain states?
I thought it was going in the other direction. That's like a, you know, whatever happened to safe spaces, right? Avi Nachamel.
So what they're going to be like, the whole point is if they're seeing this person who's getting executed because of doing this, it's not really going to make much sense if they're going to get malchus for doing it themselves.
Everybody's going to see a Zaken Mamre in their lifetime. Rabbi Yisai. This is what's going on. The lav be'etza. 99.9% of violators are not going to be a zaken mamre. But the essence of the lav is directed against the zaken mamre. Because what's the essence of lo sasor? Somebody who has the capacity to take on the authority of the Amudei Horah, of the Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. And so when 99.9% of the population that could possibly be chayiv mishum lo sasar, kol mi sheino osar ko rasan, is in violation of the Yisrael Raisa, but the law of Be'etzem derives its nature from the Zakein Mamre. Because he alone presents a threat to the Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh and the Amudei Horah. So anytime anybody else violates Nisid HaRais Lo Sasur, it symptomatically looks like a kula. They get off from the Malkos. Why? Because of the Chumrah of just how severe a lav it really is when in the wrong hands. Okay? First major point in Lamdas of the year. Anybody can violate Lo Sasur. But the lav is defined by the most extreme and pernicious abrogation, dehainu the zaken mamre. A lav shenitan la'asaras misas bes. And how often? Almost never. Doesn't matter. Because that defines the lav. That's what makes it so severe. Because as we'll see, you could have somebody come along with exactly the right mix, the perfect storm. As the Ramban in his own way warned, Hatera nasis kama v'chamateres. It can take down the unified system and structure of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's that serious. Netanel.
Has something like a talking mom ever happened?
I don't know. It's not amongst the things that the Gemara lists as Lohaya v'lo nivra. It's not a Ben Sora Mora or a Beis HaMenuga or an Irani Dachas. But that itself proves the point, right?
Someone like a Shabbat speech when he said he was a Mashiach and the house a couple times, but something like that.
Yeah, false messiahs, there's, you know, happy to, there are a few of those in every yeshiva. But, okay. General, back to you. Okay, so they have a direct Kabbalah. Ahalach lemei shemi sinai. One. Echa dvarim.
Echa dvarim she limadu mipi datam v'achas min amidah she atoran didreshes b'hem v'nera b'inehem she davar zek kachem.
Where have we seen this before? Both of these categories?
The Rambam's explaining what makes the 613
mitzvot. Where have we seen this very recently? Whether it's a halach l'moshe misinai or it's the way that they interpret the psukim, where have we seen this?
Ramban.
Yeah, thank you, Ariel. Okay, now the Rambam goes even further. A striking omission from the Ramban, but we'll see. It's the shita. So. Oh. Even things that are explicitly midirabanan, whether it's an asay midirabanan, which we call a takana, whether it's a leis asay midirayim, which we call a gezeira. those also are protected by lo sasur. Alein hivticha Torah, because the Torah trusted them. So it's all part of the same enterprise, whether it's a deraisa lachem Moshe miSinai, or a deraisa because they're saying this is what it means when the pasuk says X, Y, or Z. This is what they believe: a kal v'chomer, a gzeira shava, a binyanav, a klal uprat, whatever, or a din derabanan. It's all an expression of their rabbinic and halachic authority. All of it. Now this to me is the most remarkable part of what's an altogether remarkable passage in the Rambam. So the Rambam starts to break it down. Seriatim. Al piatera asher yorucha, that connotes what? Eilu hatakanos v'agzeros haminhagos sheyorbem l'rabim k'dei l'chazik hadas l'takin olam. Those are the dinim d'rabanan. Al piatera asher yorucha. Next part of Pasuk Asher, Mimesh Par Asher Yehimru Luchatase.
Well, Mishpat Asher Yomru, Ilu Dvarim She Yilamdu Otan Min Hadin, Be'achas Min Hamido She Torah Nidrashes Bam, Mikol Hadavar Asher Yagidu Lecha Zo HaKabbalah She Kibbu Ish Mipi.
So the Rambam aligns each part of the Pasuk with a different one of the three potential modalities of instruction to Bezdin HaGadol. In reverse order, Halacha Moshe miSinai, Yud Gimel Midos, and Takanos and Xeros. What's so fascinating about it is, so what do you want to comment on, Micah? So what's so fascinating about it in terms of the way the Shitas HaRambam, the Pesukim are ordered, what comes first? Pasuk says, Al piyat teiro asher yeruch, al v'yalam yishvari jirmer l'cha atasa, lo sasur, min ha-davar shegiru l'cha yaminu smo. What comes first? What's that? Al piyat teiro asher yerucha, but what is al piyat teiro asher yerucha? The derabbanans. The first thing the Torah said that you better listen to, you could have argued, right, is the, substantively speaking, least significant. It's remarkable. So the order is derabanan, yud gimel midos, and then halacha Moshe miSinai. The point is, lest you think the Ramban is going to have something to answer for here, obviously, that you know when they're operating on the derabanan level, so it doesn't rise to lo sasur status. So what do we see here, Eitan? We see that that's the first thing. Al pi haTorah asher yerucha. I don't care whether they're telling you a derabanan. Whatever they tell you, it's non-negotiable. Okay. And all of this is Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. It's who they are, their personal stature, in conjunction with the meaning of the place. Amudei Horah, Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh, Chok U'Mishpat L'Chol Yisrael. Every line here is so critical. Okay, Micah, go ahead. Question.
Could it be that we don't give Malkos to a normal, to anyone who's not a Chacham on the Ba'alei Sotasa, because it could be considered a Lavanita Ba'aseh, but Lavanita Ba'aseh.
What's the essay? I mean, again, once you, the whole idea of olav anita klasei, whether it's v'heishiv esagzeil asher gazel, whether it's shaliach t'shalach es ha'im, the point is that on some level it's reparable, right? So here, the problem is that once you shalo asu kahorasan, hopefully we can get you back into compliance, but there's still a terrible zilzul ha'torah, and we're going to have to deal with that. So I hear what you're saying, you know, that it would definitely be better to get this person back into compliance, but it's clear that the Rambam doesn't believe that. If the Rambam believed that, he would have said it, right? That would have been, in some sense, a simpler option. But what that really does is it proves our point. To go for the lav, shenitan lazharas misas bezdin, defines the lav as, again, be'etzem, the lav draws its severity from the zaken mamre. Anybody can violate it. But the way that we apply the lav is influenced by what the nature of the lav is. And the nature of the lav is that we're not just, you know, interested that everybody should follow the proper halacha, but we're trying to protect the integrity of Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. And who's the greatest threat to that? Clearly, the Zaken Mamre. And we'll see why in a second. When we get to Perek Gimel, we'll understand why the Zaken Mamre, it's a perfect storm. He's just the right person, or if you prefer, just the wrong person. Right? But there's a certain combination of factors, the Tanoim of Zaken Mamre, as we call them, that make him such a clear and present danger to the Masorah. Yeah.
You say that the reason at the end that he says, because the pasuk uses about notion of hora, meaning it's more coming from them, and
right.
so that would be that, where it's the Rabbanus, but where it says Yomru,
Yagidu, 100%. Yeah, yeah, no question. But it's just a fascinating thing that for the Rambam, it goes from Derabanan to Yigimo Midos to Halach L'Moshe Misinai, right, from Minakal L'Kavit. But the point is that we start with something that you might think, or the Ramban himself didn't think could rise to the level of Lo Sasser, and we're saying that it very much does. Okay, that's critical. Okay, General, go ahead.
Misha Eno Moda Batora Shabalpet, Eno Zakin Mamre Ka Omar Batora. Hareza Bechal
Apikoros. Oh, it's Stamin Apikoros. Okay.
Aval Zakin Mamre Ka Omar Batora, Hu Chacham Echad.
So this man is a card-carrying member of the elite Chachmei Yisrael. He has a Masorah, he has a Kabbalah.
Minadinim.
So machlokas, that can happen. However, right, after the dust has settled, he won't fall into line. Velo chazar ledivrayim. Ela. And even that's not enough, right? He's not just saying, I won't retract my position, but here's the critical point. He's giving a hora'ah. Shelo kehora'asa. He's giving practical instruction. He's saying, I want you, whoever's listening to him, whoever his audience is, large or small, and again, this is a person who's very much capable of having a following. He's a chacham echad mechachmei Yisrael. He's on the madrega. And he's paskening keneged the Beis Din HaGadol. Okay.
Gazra alav Torah misa u misvada v'yesh lo chelak olam.
What a strange line in the Rambam. What should the Rambam have said? What a strange line. Strange. When the Rambam wants to say that a person gets a death penalty, what word does he use? Chayev! Schai Misa! So Shimon, no. Gazra love Torah Misa? Moreover, Umisvad Reishal Chilak Elom Abba? I mean, how is this different than Hilchos Tshuva in general? The Rambam says, person is Chai Misa's Bezdin, do Vidui, and can get a Chilak in Olam Haba. What point is the Rambam trying to make? Okay, so it might be Lafuke the Apikoros, I get that. But even Apikoros, does Tshuva. If you've kafar biker kol yama, if you're misvada, you do tshuva, you have a chelek lom haba, in davar shomi b'fnei ha-tshuva. What's the Rambam telling us by using the expression gazra lav ha-Torah and emphasizing that he's eligible for lom haba, Eitan?
It's not really, you shouldn't really be getting this.
Outstanding. This is a gzeiras ha-Torah. It's necessary, but it doesn't have to do with the chumras ha-aveira. Okay. Outstanding. Did they read every word in the Rambam? The Rambam is telling us things. Okay? So, Afalpi. Donim. Right? methodologically, he's not inferior to them. He has a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, and they have a Kabbalah from theirs. They outnumber him. Hare HaTorah. Oh. And again, this isn't a matter of kavod in the sense of prestige. You know, you took my parking spot. Right? But what does the Rambam say? V'im ratzu bezen limchol al kvedan. Oh. So the Ram and the Ramban came to the same place. But the institution of Zaken Mamre is all about maintaining the unity and the cohesion of Torah. It's not their kavod that we're worried about. We're not worried about them as individuals who will be offended. Worry about the institution of Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, v'chol ma'amin Moshe Rabbeinu v'saraso, chayev lismoch ma'aseh adas aleyan ulishayin aleyan. We're worried about the Torah Shebaal Peh, Heim Amud Yara, Shemisham, Choku Mishpat Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. Oh. And all of these things are discernible by inductive logic, by the Tanaim. But you have to satisfy all of these requirements. Go ahead, General. Ein Zokin Mamre Chayev Misa. All of a sudden the Rambam, right, Shimon? He rediscovered how to say Chayev Misa. Okay? Okay, number one, he has to be a Gavra Rabba Bar Hochi. Two, it has to be a matter of great significance. Tefillin is fascinating. Tefillin is like a mini Torah, even though it's only mitzvah saseh, you can't possibly be Chayiv Kares. Right? The point is that tefillin is a mini sefer Torah. Lamanti at Teira Hashem Beficha Kol Atola Es Tefila of Tolan Lo Es Chayav. Right? Well, how do we know that Tefillin stands out from all of the Mitzvot Aseh Sheba Torah? What Gemara do I have in mind? You were about to say it. You had it. I you were about to say it. It was right there. I saw it. I knew you were getting it. Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches. Excellent. Okay, so it has to be right, on a matter of consequence, of great consequence, two. And three, this is not some abstract machokas. He's practically leading people to a schism. But that obviously suffices, or if he behaves that way himself, right? Bilishkas Hagozes, four. They have to be the best in Hagadol Shev Yerushalayim. They have to be in the Lishkas Hagozes. Now again, for the Rambam, Yerushalayim has the Kedushas HaMikdash, so you could go back and forth between Yerushalayim and Lishkas HaGazis. What if they're in Yerushalayim and they're not in Lishkas HaGazis? Right, Lechora, the Rambam would say not, right, because they really have to be in Lishkas HaGazis. Okay. So now he's going to go one by one in the Tanaim. So let's say he's not a Chachamei Chachamei Yisrael, he's not on the Madrega, and well, we can analyze all these things. That's number one. Shenemar. So he's holding in such a way that only the most complex matters would elude him. Okay. He even gives a shir klali in his yeshiva. Because he is a Rosh Yeshiva, right? He goes back home, he gives his shir klal in his yeshiva, saying, what a bunch of amaratzim the Sanhedrin are. But at the end, he says, well, look, you know, we still have to do what they say. Chayav lismoch ma'aseh das aleihen, lishayin aleihen, right? It's not good. Maybe there should be consequences. We'll get there. V'limei la'acherim kidvarav, avalei heir lasos pater, too. Shenemar Vaisha Sher Yasev is Adon, Lo Yomar Bidaz Zadon. It says Lasos, Ela Yor Lasos Ayasu Baatzmo. Two.
Matzan Chutz Olim Koman.
And if they're not in the Lishkas Hagazis. Right. Shenemar, even though, again, Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't stop being Rav Moshe Feinstein if you take him out of the Lower East Side. Oh, now we've seen two dinim and makom goring. We saw Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not a din shasavera, it's their capacity to come to a gemara din and din in a fashos is only because of the makom. And now the flip side of that coin, that he's only a zakin mamre if he's cholik on them in that makom. Because what are they in that makom that enables them to pass in din and nefashos? And what are they in that makom that means that his rebellion against them makes him chayiv misa? There they are, the shluchei hamakom. There they are channeling the shechina. It's the makom hashechina. If they're not there, it's not good to start a machokes with them. But it's not anywhere near studying machlokas with the embodiment of Das Elyon. That's exactly why they're not able to take somebody's life if they're outside of that place, Alpidin. So Makom is going Misa in both directions. Their capacity, as we saw, to pass in Dinei Nefashos and Meidach, the fact that a rebel against them would be chayev misa. It's two sides of the same coin. The makom is goreim. V'chol elu v'chayotzi behen shem pturim min ha-misa. So any time at a technical level, and again, for very good reason, it's not arbitrary. He's not a chacham, he's not telling people to do this in practice. They were in the lishkas ha-gazis. It's not a matter of kares or tefillin. Any time you have such a person, could still be dangerous. So what does the Rambam say? Nidosam, you could put them in nidoy. You can beat them. As we said, sometimes a very illuminating experience. Right, they could say, you gave us your klali saying we're all a bunch of amaratzim, right? You're hereby, get the 1 year suspension and the $10 million fine. Okay, so no shir klali for you. They could do these things as necessary.
Oh.
So it's the perfect storm. Now, who can tell me the tzad shavish abahen? They have to be in lishka sagasis, and he has to be a chachamei chachamei haTorah. And he has to be pragmatically telling people to actually do this or to at least do it himself. And it has to be a very serious matter. Why do we impose these tonight? Well, what's this? What's the one clear unifying principle of all four? General?
It's a clear act of rebellion that will undermine the system.
Because only a chacham, only a true insider, and only when they actually represent the Amudei Horah, when they're in the Makom Hashchina, and only when it's a matter of significance, and only when it's really practical, and he tells him to do it, can he take down the system. That's the situation where Gazra Torah Misa. Anybody can violate Lo Sasur. But the nature of the Lav in its essence, the reason that it's Maika Nitan Lazarus Misa's Bezdin, right, is because it has the capacity to undermine the system. That's why it's not really a Chi of Misa, it's Gazra HaTorah Misa. He has to die. From his point of view, maybe it's an act of integrity on some level. He doesn't want to be Mizayif es HaTorah. You know, Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, just to appeal back to the Ramban's example, Rabbi Yeshua was pretty distressed, right? Rabbi Akiva said, no. If we're going to be cholik on Rabbi Gamliel, we're going to be cholik all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You could understand it being difficult for him. He really, really, really genuinely believes that he's right. It's not a feigned, kind of a thing. But ultimately, the integrity of Torah, and by extension, as they say, Al Pi Rav Sadia Gaon, the integrity of Klal Yisrael depends on this. the Chol Hamam and Moshe Rabbeinu v'Sarah, so Chayav Lismach Maaseh Adahas Aleia and Lishayin Aleia. So it makes the Zakin Mamre the most fascinating of characters. It's only his Madrega that makes him Chayav Misa. It's only the fact that he's so fully committed to this position that he's Osek Horaso or he's Mora L'Acherim. And again, the same Machlokas, but they weren't in the Lishkas HaGazis and they're no longer the absolute embodiment of Torah Shebal Peh, the conduits of the Shechina. He's not Chayav Misa. It's not good. It can cause a smaller Machlokas, but it's not the same assault on Torah. Melamed Sham Makom Goreim. Besin HaGadol Shabi Yerushalayim Hem Ikar Torah Shebal Peh. You take them out of there, it's not just the technicality that they're no longer capable of being done Dinei Nefashos. Their entire status changes. A machlokas with them is no longer a threat to the system because the system has been deactivated. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world radiates out from Yerushalayim. Har HaMoriah, Misham Tetze Horeli Yisrael. When they're there, they're the conduits of that. When they're not there, they're not. Are they still great Chachamim? Absolutely. Do we still look to them for guidance? Sure. But do they have the status to take somebody's life? No. Is rebelling against them a capital offense? No. It's a totally different chalos. Milamid Shem Malcolm Gorm. Eitan, go ahead.
You kind of answered it, but like, shouldn't...
Big bonus for me.
Once they're outside of their Makom Shechina, like Lishkat HaGazi, it should be even more important that people have to listen to them.
In some sense, it's true, right? Because the system is now more vulnerable. But he had no senes. You can't have it both ways. And that's the conundrum. That's part of what we were talking about, you know, Misha Rabu Harotzchim, you know, that they... The, so it's a very fascinating thing. And we're going to talk more and more and more about that. But you're hitting on a very critical issue. Okay. So there's much agreement here between the Rambam and the Ramban. 1 second, Netanel. They certainly understand the institution of Zakin Mamre along the same lines. But a critical point that we're going to have to develop is the fact that the Rambam added which category that we didn't see in the Ramban? Right, the Takanos and the Gzeros. That for the Rambam, Lo Sasser means anything that they tell you, even if it's explicitly in the Rabbanan. Now again, you're not going to be Chayef Misa, because it can only be a Davar Sheh, you know, Chayavim Nals Dono Kares, or Tfilin. But by definition, they're derisus. But for the Rambam, Lo Sasser is sufficiently capacious to include the Derabbanan. So that's going to be the issue that we look at in terms of Lo Sasser, getting a better handle on that, and the famous discussion between the Rambam and the Ramban, which we're not going to have in total, but Patra Veloklum Yevsher, so we'll see some of that discussion as well. Okay. Tomorrow, Chazara from Sariel, and then... we will do some in Yonah D'Yomer.